guerrilla gardening, the concept of growing vegetables in vacant lots, not quite civil disobedience, but more like activism, and finding out how you can take charge of your own health. I'm talking today with Jason Carman and with Michael McGreal, president and incoming president, respectively, of PCC Seeds of Change. And Michael, we were just talking about how guerrilla gardening was implemented by Ron Finley, who's going to be a speaker this upcoming, I believe, November 8th at TEDxPCC. Tell me quickly, because we're unfortunately going to be running out of time here. Suppose somebody wants to get involved with guerrilla gardening. How do they do that and yet not wind up getting arrested, let's say? How do they do that in a way that's allowed locally?
Right, absolutely. Well, there's various organizations that you can join, and I believe there's strengths in numbers. You know, in the 1960s when people would have sit-ins, it doesn't really do much for one person to be sitting somewhere, in a library or whatnot. But when you have a group of people, they very well can't drag the whole group out. So essentially, just find local groups, Seeds of Change, there's a Pasadena Gardening Club, or just grab some friends and go plant a garden. And the worst thing they can do is tear it out, which most likely they won't, especially if it's land that wasn't being used. And aquaponics is a wonderful solution for that, because then you don't, say you have a vacant lot that doesn't have plumbing. You can add the water to the fish system, and then there you have both fish and produce growing in that vacant lot without using anybody's resources. So.
Let's talk a little bit about the resources for aquaponics here, too. How do people find out if they want to get involved with aquaponics themselves, the PCC Seeds of Change or through Science Village?
You can find it for both of us. Science Village, the dean would probably know about it. We're going to be adding new interns this coming fall. We're going to need more and more people since other people are transferring out for the fall semester. And so there's a lot of open spots for how to be an internship. You get paid to actually be part of our research.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
A little benefit coming through the meetings. We meet every Tuesday at noon in Science Village in SV19.
Tuesday at noon, SV19 for Science Village. And meanwhile, Friday, 2 p.m. in the Organic Garden.
Yes.
To help you rebuild. And what are some of the special events that are coming up for Seeds of Change since you're going to be able to continue through extended spring?
We're going to really be working on trying to rebuild everything and plan everything out, like for the TEDx and getting all the garden up and running and having it back to where it was last fall with all its produce. And that's the big thing we're going to be doing this coming extended spring.
Great. And the thing that I found exciting also about guerrilla gardening when I looked at that video that you sent was that that's not just about raising food, even though that's a really good idea. It's also about economics. It's also about teaching kids. It's also about getting people involved. What has been your experience with it?
Okay. Well, we're seeing programs like this throughout the country. There's actually another talk by a gentleman from Boston and then, a woman from the Bronx, and I think the idea is that for the longest time these cities were considered essentially concrete jungles. That's what they are, and now we're bringing nature back into the cities. My experience, there's a few lots that we're working on that are kind of not very well known, and we're trying to work on figuring out if we can work with the cities and use that land because the saddest thing for me to see when it comes to gardening is unused land. And, you can grow stuff anywhere. There's videos of people growing plants in, burlap bags in the Salvation Army parking lot.
Wow.
So, I believe that with the internet, now we have commerce online, that these large malls are going to have to be refurbished to do something else, and these large parking lots, and I believe that if we can turn the parking lots back to the land, not only will we provide produce and teaching the children in the community and bringing the community together, but it also helps reduce the heat islands that we experience here in the cities in the summer months.
And Jason, what's been your experience with that?
Oh, it's pretty cool. Is we're actually starting to work with a school in Los Angeles, elementary school, and we did a little miniature aquaponics system down there, and they got so much attention from the parents that now they requested that we build a full size system next month.
Oh, that's great.
So we're going to take over their whole roof system. They actually went in, the parents got in and said they will actually sponsor and pay for the system and all the supplies. And we just have to put in, use our knowledge that we have gained for the program here. And so we're going to build a full-size system, which will then the food – well, it was going to go – part of it was going to go to the food kitchen that they serve the homeless. But they said, well, we also get a lot of produce as it is. So what they're going to do is actually sell the produce and use it to build more aquaponic systems in the city.
Oh, that's fantastic. What school is that?
It's a church downtown. I can't – don't quote me on the name yet.
Okay.
I don't have it on me.
But I have a feeling that this might expand to other schools, other churches, things of that nature.
Yeah, I have actually seen it. Kind of cool is even at the local farmer's market, there's now a booth, a table that sells aquaponic food from Pasadena. It just started.
Which farmer's market? I haven't seen this one.
It's in the Altina Farmer's Market that started. It's a new company that started that sells food. And it's all aquaponics grown right here a few blocks from PCC, in fact.
I have to check that out. What days?
It's on Wednesdays from 2 to 8 o'clock.
Altadena Farmers Market. I'm writing that down, and we'll definitely make an announcement about it if I see it. In our closing minutes here, and this is a question for both of you, what do you think you're going to need most in addition to volunteers as far as PCC Seeds of Change? Jason, I know you're transferring, but hopefully continuing with PCC Seeds of Change in terms of growing it, because it's really grown over 3 years.
Yeah, it has. We actually have started off with a few members, and we now have almost – we actually outgrown – we used to use Gmail for our email system, and we actually maxed out the amount of emails coming each day.
Wow.
And so we had to go and get our own mail server to handle all the mail because we get about – we send out about – we have a few thousand members on our mailing list just alone that have just signed up and want to be part of our club.
Fantastic. And Michael, how about you? What do you need most?
You know, mostly if you can spare an afternoon here or there, you don't need to be committed throughout the semester. You know, we would love to see anybody who's interested, especially if you live in a place that doesn't have a yard and you'd love to get involved with community gardening where everybody has access to produce. Please, you know, go to our website, pccseedsofchange.org. Thank you.
Michael, Jason, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much, Dot.